Welcome, guys, to the first ever episode of The Differential Diagnosis. My name is Trevor Adams. I'm one of the three that's going to be a part of this podcast, and I'll let the other fellas introduce themselves now.
What's up, everybody? My name is Caleb. I am, again, one of the three in this Differential Diagnosis podcast. I'm a current first-year student in physical therapy school, so we'll probably hear a lot about that. In upcoming episodes, and then,
I'm the third member of the Differential Diagnosis podcast group, and my name is Bubba Lake, and I'm also a first-year physical therapy student at Lincoln Memorial University, and Trevor.
Back to me. I am Trevor Adams once again. I am also a first-year student at Lincoln Memorial University's DPT program. I am originally from Dothan, Alabama. So on the agenda for today, as this is our first podcast, I'm going to kind of keep it pretty chill, nothing crazy going on. Got a couple topics we're going to run through. If any of the fellas want to open us up.
Shoot, I'll go ahead. Just some of the stuff that I'm interested in and talking about is just movement and exercise and a lot of various things, actually. But I'd say just some of my passions are going to the gym, hanging out with the fellas, and trying to get through this hellacious program.
Yeah, kind of along the same lines there. Obviously, we've got similar interests or we wouldn't be doing this thing. But we also have a little, as the podcast name, a little bit of differential interest there. I'd say my passions, as far as PT goes, the community outreach aspect of it, just kind of making it known throughout the community of what PT is and why we're here and what we do. And then outside of that, you know, I like to fish, I like to hunt. I like learning about that stuff. I like learning about different ecosystems as far as like deer ecosystems and bass ecosystems and what you can do to promote their health. And then kind of tying those in together, I've also got a passion for therapy as far as animals go. So might hear a little more about that as well.
Yeah, going off of what Caleb said, I think a big thing for me is definitely community outreach, working and helping those folks in need that sometimes aren't able to take care of themselves. Got a huge interest in sports. Part of the reason I chose to come to PT school is to stay as close to sports as possible. So that's definitely a topic that us three are going to end up talking about and a good bit on this podcast. Won't always be about PT, but definitely going to be a main focus for us moving forward.
That is our life.
Not unfortunately. Sometimes it seems a little daunting.
It's the life we chose. Like I told my dad the other day, this is our job.
Yep.
Now, so you know, we give it our best effort and our best go and continue to move forward.
Yeah. Yep. We can cut these out.
What?
We'll have Cletus over there cut these out for us.
Yeah, Cletus will take care of these cuts.
The awkward silences. Pauses.
Some different topics to look forward to for whenever you all tune in. We may be talking about physical therapy. We may be talking about movement, different ideologies on how to rehab the body. I think we're all extremely on board with March Madness around the corner. Get into some heated arguments on air for you all about who we think is capable of making a Final Four this year.
Roll Tide.
Who's not.
Yeah, there will also be a lot of talks about how much we hate Alabama.
And Tennessee.
A lot of talks. So it's not going to be necessarily physical therapy specific. I know that we've already talked about and we've got it underway what we're going to do for the March Madness episode. We're in the midst of baseball season. We'd love to talk about baseball with MLB, college, and even tying in maybe some like biomechanics and different ways that baseball players,
especially like sports injuries too, like kind of stuff we see throughout
as many intramurals as we all play as well. I mean, we'll definitely give sports updates as to our current lives.
Yeah, and like the other two, even though I'm mainly interested in pediatric care, I love sports and orthopedic rehab, and going to be discussing a lot of that, and really just a lot of various things.
Yep. Well, we're kind of a all-encompassing podcast, I guess you could say. It's not...
Yeah, I mean, we've
got... You don't come here to listen to one thing.
You're outdoorsman, you know, you've got your... All of us are in sports, PT,
yep.
Well, music.
While we're here, just because I really don't know, Trevor, what are some of your, like, research interests when it comes to our field? Things you'd like to study on your own, some sort of something independent, or get with a group and maybe try to record data, anything that you'd be interested in looking at?
One that I think I mentioned to y'all the other day while we were just standing around is, you know, a fellow recently set the new record for a 40 time in the NFL Combine. I think his time was like 4.21. I'm extremely curious with, you know, the right exercise program and things like that. If we can start seeing athletes very soon where the 4.2 is like peak now, where we may start seeing 4.0 and 3.9 and 3.85 become like
we're definitely
peak athletics.
Athletically, we're definitely just continuing to be improving. You know,
well,
like
yeah,
we're reaching new peaks.
Well, why are people getting faster? That's my question.
Partly it's like obviously science. Like that's the answer for everything. Like new technology, all that. But like I think the understanding of like fast twitch fibers versus slow twitch fibers and just the research on the body at such a minute level. Like, I think that's improved. So, like, you know, an understanding of just how our muscles work and how to specifically target the muscles that we're using in this specific, you know, exercise. I think that's helped with why people are getting faster. And also nutrition is a huge thing. Like,
we have to isolate the things we know that limit us and enhance the things that limit us.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to automotives, in making a faster vehicle, they look at, okay, well, what slows us down? You know, is it our engine? Is it our tires? Is it our suspension? Is it the driver?
Yeah.
You know, you have
is
to
sit
down. Is
it that we're catching wind
yeah,
right here?
Yeah, aerodynamics. You have to start looking at the things that slow you down and improve on those. So it may not be, you know, we've got a guy over here that just from the waist down has the biggest thighs and quads you've ever seen. And then you've got some 5'7" kid who weighs 140 that can outrun him 9 ways to Sunday.
Yeah.
We know it has nothing to do with pure muscle power. So we have to start figuring out the aerodynamics of it. We have to figure out the biomechanics of it, like you mentioned a minute ago.
Becoming efficient movers.
Yeah. Well, and to like think about like just the NFL, for example. In the 70s, they had guys go back to the locker room, they're drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. Where you have guys in the NFL now that will have never touched a cigarette, never drank a beer, never had alcohol in their life because they believe that that's going to impede their performance and they're only putting, you know, stuff that's going to help them in their performance. So just stuff like that.
Now, I will tell you one person that I know, new, modern, and technology didn't help.
Chad Ochocinco.
That is true. He was on the McDonald's cheeseburger.
He's still alive.
So that's... That's a good example, but I was going to point out Lightning McQueen.
I mean,
Cars 3, he went to that new facility. He had all the, what do they call it? The bells, whistles, and gadgets. They had it all. And you know what helped him? Was going back out and hitting the dirt track.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
So I still do like the bulldog mentality.
Yeah.
But I do agree, like, with what you all said of the, and I guess a very generalized way. Why are people bigger? Why are people faster? Man, technology, a better understanding on a minute level, like you were saying, of the way we move, how to make it more efficient, how to be, really just how to be more explosive with movements.
Yeah.
But then you run into the issue, you know, you all are sports orthopedic guys. It's not my main interest, but like, I mean, I love sports, played sports.
You understand.
Collegiate baseball. Do you think people being bigger, faster, and more explosive is a reason we're seeing more ACL tears? all the force production we're putting through those long axis joints?
It very well could be. I mean, those ligaments are only meant to sustain so much.
Yeah.
You know, so you start putting a whole lot of pressure on things and they start breaking in ways that you didn't realize they even broke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I mean, just going back and watching, like, you can tell there's a difference in people, you know? Like, even just, like, not even muscular big, like, people are just bigger in general.
Yeah.
Like, which that's partly diet and, you know, that's a whole nother,
while,
whole nother realm we can get
while
down
we're on
to,
the,
but
the big topic in sports, you know, complete side note, unrelated. What if they brought back steroid baseball, but like as a minor league thing?
I've seen that proposal before about
back the fences up
to
500
juice,
maybe further, and just absolutely hit missiles.
That would be cool, but then you get into the problem of like the health of the athlete. Like it's
It's completely their choice.
I see both sides of it for sure.
I mean, what was that movie? A League of Their Own. Making the steroid users in a league of their own.
Yeah, that's fair.
Real quick, I guess we forgot to mention Cletus.
We spoke about it a second ago. Yeah, Cletus will edit out our mishaps and our slowdowns.
And he'll throw stuff up on the board when we need it.
Real quick, Cletus, will you look up how many pounds of pressure that the ACL
Throw that up on the TV for us there, Cletus.
All right, we'll give you a second, Cletus.
A little slow of a type of there, Cletus.
But I really
hit that first article, Cletus.
Morally, I don't know about the steroids, obviously, coming back to baseball. I mean, it was never even actually allowed.
Right.
But, dude, the steroid era was electric. You have Jose Canseco, who was 6'4", 240 pounds of just pure muscle. I mean, dude, there's nothing more electric than seeing a mountain of a man the size of Brian Shaw standing in the batter's box and hitting 440-foot bombs. Like, I'm all in on that, dude. They guilted Mark McGwire so bad that when he come out and explained it to everybody that he was crying. Poor Mark McGwire, dude, he shouldn't feel bad. He was one of the most entertaining players who's ever stepped foot on the field.
He's selling bats to kids for years. My grandparents had, like, five of the Mark McGwire bats, the little plastic ones, you know, that were just giant, and you connected with one of those balls and you just send it.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm all in on that.
We might have to consider this for our next softball season when it rolls around.
Yeah, we should start juicing for softball. the registration closes Sunday, by the way. I just got the email. We're not playing this season.
Dang.
Softball?
Yeah.
That's probably for the best.
No,
I got the
first email a couple weeks ago, but We got to figure out the whole
going 0-12 is not a good start.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we didn't need to let people on the podcast.
Hey, we told them we'd talk sports, you know, worldwide and our own. We might as well let the people know what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
Well, Cletus, appreciate you. We're looking at typical ACL can withstand about 500 pounds of force. Oh,
that's a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
So, actually, you were kind of asking Trevor about what research he'd like to do, and this kind of ties in because the research that I've been thinking about doing is the effect of weak hip abductors, abductors, aboductors, as Spad would say, on ACL tears.
Could you explain what abducting is? I know not everybody who may listen.
Yes. So, think about an alien. When you get abducted by an alien, what happens? You get taken from your home. So think about just taking your leg and removing it from the body, away from the midline. That's what abduction is.
Gotcha.
Yep. So the effect of those muscles being weak on ACL tears. And there are a lot of articles about specifically female athletes, like young female volleyball players and stuff like that. So that's another thing that, you know, maybe these people are getting getting huge and getting big, but like, as a dude, you go into the gym, you don't want to get on that abduction machine.
I've done it.
You don't want to do that. So maybe that's another thing. People are getting bigger, but they're not working their abductors. So their abductors are
It's like our own professor has told us. You know, 90% of, maybe more than that, of the exercises you see people do in the gym are in one plane.
Yep.
One plane of motion. You keep it in front or behind. We're not going out to the sides. We're not adding in rotation.
Yeah.
And that limits us.
Yeah.
It does. I will say, although pro athletes may have weak abductors, obviously not across the board, but some of them, and even external rotators, I really do think a big contributor to so many ACL tears is the amount of force production.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely has a play.
I mean, you watch some of the cuts from those NFL running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, just
that's the more than 500 pounds of force.
100% it is. I mean, the absolute massive legs of Saquon Barkley. I mean, you cannot tell me that the cuts he makes aren't exceeding 600 plus pounds.
He tore his ACL, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Great example, Trey. Yeah.
Now, what was I going to say? There was... I forget. Well, we can move on.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. As far as the NFL, like pro athletes, do we really think they have weak external rotators, though, at that level?
I guarantee you they're doing the exercises.
I was going to say, the people that are taking them through the exercises should have
100%.
Much more knowledge than we've got right now.
There's a big difference in your local gym member versus strength and conditioning coaches in pro sports.
Right.
So it could just, like, what I'm saying is you could be right onto it, is the force. It has nothing to do with weakness or anything like that.
But also, to contribute to what you were saying, absolute no discredit, because some of it is relative.
Yeah.
Is, I'm this strong. And yes, Saquon Barkley probably has stronger abductors, external rotators than I do. And I have no clue if they were even weak, you know.
Right.
But relatively,
it's that ratio.
How strong were they compared to adductors? So
yeah,
bringing your leg past midline, internal rotators, which would be like trying to turn your foot in. How strong were they compared to those?
Yeah.
Hip extenders, like his glute max, you know.
It's just like the quad hamstring ratio with, like, you know, you don't want it. You want the quads to be stronger than your hamstrings, but you don't want to be so much stronger than, you know,
wasn't
they're
that
overpowering,
like,
your hamstrings.
66% of women have quads overpowering hamstrings and 75% of men.
Yeah,
it's something similar to that.
Yeah.
So, no discredit at all.
Yeah,
what you said,
it's
because
not that they're weak, it's just that ratio is way off.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, you have to think relative to
right.
like other bodily
strength. That is a good perspective of it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, as far as first podcast goes, boys, I think that, you know, got pretty deep pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Went down the rabbit hole.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
You know, just to give us a little break from class, maybe, you know, enlighten folks who choose to listen and enlighten ourselves along the way.
Yeah, but I guess to reiterate, there's several different topics to come. You know, some of the stuff we're going to be doing is going to be physical therapy related or even just movement related. We plan on having guest speakers and people who have more knowledge than us, whether it be on sports, movement, or even life itself.
Yeah,
not even just in PT field either. You know, we may eventually branch out into different areas, OT, PA, PTAs, you know, different areas of fields that, you know, see things just a little different than we do.
Yeah, and so we're going to branch out, have multiple different topics, and hopefully catch the interest of multiple different kinds of people, so...
Right. Yep.
Anything else, fellas?
I think that's it.
Looking
forward to it.
Yep.
Well, we'll see you again next time
All right.
on the differential diagnosis.